Mr. Cimino, I believe we have one final agenda item.
Yeah, I think I could do this in 15 minutes.
You're a funny guy, aren't you?
It's the same species, same regulation. We'd like to advertise this separately, a very different item. I think even the newest board members here are familiar to some extent with our offshore trawl fishery, since I'm up here talking about it an awful lot. So we have an industry request that staff will be supporting to at least take out to a public hearing. Several years back, well, let me start with a little bit of history on the fishery. There's no trawling allowed in state waters. All trawling occurs in federal waters. The trawl fleets for some time now have been operating mostly offshore of New Jersey, New York, and bringing those fish back to Virginia and North Carolina, where the majority of the coastwide quota is. We have close to 50% of the quota between the two states. Some arguments on whether or not it's always been that way. There is some suggestions from fisheries independent surveys that some of the biomass is moving north, so there are more large fish up north than previous time periods. We'll get more into that during the public hearing as well. So in 2012, we had a request that boats that were fishing up there, if they were allowed to have on board when they enter Virginia waters, their North Carolina possession limits. They wouldn't offload here. They would only offload what they were allowed for Virginia. It would allow them to harvest both trip limits and make one single trip, coming down the shore, land in Virginia, and then bring their fish down in North Carolina. The commission approved that. Law enforcement hasn't had any major issues or concerns with that. And 2 years ago, we moved to allow that to happen pretty much any time of the year. Previous to that, it was only when both states were open. But we have been trying to stagger our openings, and this way what was allowed starting in 2016 is boats could come in here, offload their Virginia quota, and wait for North Carolina to open a day or two later and then offload in North Carolina. Again, no major issues with law enforcement. It certainly makes sense for these vessels financially. As you may have read, there's even probably some biological reasons why this is a good thing, since it kind of addresses some discard issues instead of having these boats keep trying to go back out and catch fish. We now have a request to allow this to happen for New Jersey trip limits as well. It's a little harder for even me to imagine that you would fish off New Jersey, come down to Virginia, and then up to New Jersey before you offload. But New Jersey has a very different system of how their flounder fishery is open. The trip limits will be very small. It would be a matter of having maybe an extra 2,000 fish on board, but it would save them from having to go back off the New Jersey coast, catch those fish, and come back in. So we as I mentioned before, we are supporting this at least to have as a public hearing. We will continue to work out how this reads in a regulation, because that's always a little bit tricky, but we'll give that a shot if we get this as a public hearing.
New Jersey, huh? Any questions from the commission?
Is it actually closer to come to Virginia than go back to New Jersey, or is it because New Jersey doesn't allow them to have the Virginia catch limits in their boats? Okay.
Yeah, and again, so that's a matter in part of scale, so they have at most they might have a 2,000-pound trip limit. We will have sometimes 10 to 12,000 pounds, and in more recent years it's a little lower, but still a much higher trip limit.
Any other questions? It's a request for a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard and a second by Mr. Miner to have a public hearing on the commercial summer flounder landing fishery. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously, and that was less than 15 minutes. So thank you, Mr. Cimino. I believe that brings us to the end of the agenda. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Mr. O'Reilly.
I see that there are a few folks who aren't in fisheries management, but I'm sure they'll agree with me that we all appreciate your tenure as chairman of the board.
Thank you.
have allowed all of us to grow, to learn, and to have a very cooperative and convivial environment the last 4 years during your tenure. Not to mention, there are two personnel and fisheries management that weren't here previously, but because of you are here. One you heard from today, Jill Ramsey, our quota management specialist. We also have a data analyst, which we've never had before, in Alex Aspinwall. And I have to tell you, he may be behind the scenes most of the time, but he has really helped us out already. We have Chris Davis working in a sturgeon monitoring program very effectively, and a lot of that is strictly due to the Commissioner of Marine Resources, and I do thank you, and Fisheries Management thanks you as well.
Stop saying nice things. I'll never work in this city again. Thank you all. I appreciate very much all the hard work that you've done and your sense of mission and your dedication, your loyalty, your culture of service. It's been utterly remarkable, and I've been honored to serve with you for almost the last 11 years. So thank you very much. I wish you hadn't, but all right. We're now adjourned.